Welcome to Vox Talks, a series of audio interviews with leading economists from around the world. My name is Ramesh Vaitalingam, and today's interview is with Patricia Funk from the Universitat Pompeu Fabra in Spain. Patricia and I met at the European Economic Association's annual meetings in Milan in August 2008, where she had delivered a paper entitled "Does Direct Democracy Reduce the Size of Government?" She began by explaining what she'd been looking at.
Yeah, I mean, raising government expenses is an issue in many countries, and, you know, one argument that is always being said as to why the Swiss people have a comparatively low public spending ratio is that maybe it's the direct democratic control by citizens that helps curb government expenses. So the paper is really about trying to figure out whether direct democratic instruments are an effective means of reducing the size of government. And the idea economists normally have in mind is that politicians engage in some sort of rent-seeking behavior and they spend on certain projects that the voters would not want to improve. So basically, if you give the voters more power to control the politicians, that could reduce spending. And a fun illustration is actually in Switzerland, when in 1962 the parliament wanted to put a new law which would increase the salaries of the parliamentary members, but the Swiss people wanted to vote on that new law and rejected it by 80%.
So it's Swiss data that you've been looking at in your analysis, because that they're the greatest example of direct democracy, I guess.
Exactly, that's exactly right. And we actually collected a very long data set from 1890 to 2000 for all 26 Swiss cantons, and we carefully tracked all changes in direct democracy. For instance, one institution we're looking at in the paper is the mandatory budget referendum. The mandatory budget referendum means that if the parliament wants to put a new law or a project that exceeds a certain monetary threshold, they have to ask the citizens for approval. And over these more than 100 years, more than half of the cantons have changed this institution of the mandatory budget referendum. Similarly, we look at the voter initiative, and we have a lot of variation in the signature requirements. That means the number of signatures the voters have to collect to put the new law for voting. So basically, the more signatures you have to collect, the harder it is to voters to use this instrument of direct democracy. So the key element is really that through that long period of time, we have a lot of variation in the direct democratic instruments, not only between the cantons, but also within a canton over time. And the key advantage is that we can basically look what happened in a canton once they enact this, for instance, mandatory budget referendum, compared to a control canton who did not change the law. So compared to previous studies, we can estimate the effect or the impact of direct democracy on spending in a much cleaner way than previous study could do.
I mean, it sounds fantastic, over 100 years of data.
Yeah.
What are the key findings that you get from analysing this data?
Well, one of the main findings is that direct democracy basically reduces spending. For instance, what we find is that once a mandatory budget referendum is enacted, cantonal per capita spending goes down as much as by 14%. Similarly, we find that facilitating the access to voter initiatives reduces spending as well. And also, in contrast to previous study, we find that direct democracy at the canton level not only reduces cantonal spending, but also communal spending at the lower level of government. So, in sum, I think we can say that, you know, we clearly find that direct democracy affects spending, and therefore there seems to be like a conflict of interest between the voters and the politicians.
So what do you take from these findings? I mean, I guess, would we assume that voters ideally want to pay low taxes and have great public services? Is that what you're trying to, your results are kind of indicating?
Yeah, I mean, exactly, more or less, because if you think about it ex ante, it's not clear whether direct democracy would have any effect at all. For instance, in a world where political competition is so strong that the parties always implement what the voters want, then giving direct democratic instrument would have no effect at all. So in our case, we show that this is not true at all. So giving voters direct access on policy affects the outcome, and that actually hints towards some conflict of interest between what the voters want and what the politicians do.
So really, for the people who are in favour of a small state, you know, pushing for direct democracy is the way to go.
At least in Switzerland, the results hint toward that, yeah.
Patricia Funk, thank you very much.
Thanks.